You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw,
who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
Hey guys, this is Steli and Heaton on another podcast. Today still, you know, me from Berlin. This is a remote podcast this time, and Heaton in hopefully sunny California, I guess so.
It's sunny.
It's sunny, huh?
Yeah.
It's really rainy here. I describe it as like Matrix-like. There's like green, grayish layer on top of reality. But still awesome. So today what we want to talk about is content marketing, but even more specifically, one thing that bothers me about the content marketing we do at Close.io, which is predictability of content marketing. So, you know, at Close.io, anything we do on the marketing side is content marketing. We love it. That's how we grow the business. That's kind of our top of the funnel. The way people learn about us is either through word of mouth or through the content that we produce. So content marketing is really important to us, and we love it. We get a lot of positive feedback. It grows the business. All that's awesome. But the thing that we haven't figured out yet, and that I'd love to talk to you about, Heaton, is predictability. So what I mean by that is we produce a lot of content and we have kind of an idea how much traffic and how many signups we're going to have. And we know that it's probably going to be bigger than last month. And we have hopes and dreams and goals on how much it should be, but we don't feel like we have full control over what it's actually going to be. So some months are much better than we thought they would, and some months are worse than we thought they would be. And we don't truly know what the numbers are going to be the next 3 months from now, no matter like how much planning we do, which pisses us off, like which sucks. So let's talk about that. You are like one of the content marketing all-time whatever rock stars on the internet. So how do you think about predictability? What am I missing? How can I like figure this out for my business?
Awesome. I love content marketing. I think that I'm starting with my thesis. I think it's the fastest way to create a brand. And when you think about a brand, it's really having literally having a piece of many minds, like sort of consumed with your brand, your name, whatever it may be. And I think that the reason a lot of us have trouble, even I have trouble with this, but I have a theory. And it works for us, at least it actually works at everything I do around the content marketing. But basically, the issue is that you're trying to create content to get customers when you actually should be creating content to build your brand and extend your brand and sit there in someone's brain or a lot of people's brains. And that means that they might not be ready to sign up, or they might not be thinking about needing a CRM product like yours. But what they do know is that you're the most, you know, your content is the most helpful content out there for sales. And that's all they really need to know until they're ready, because they're going to keep coming back. I mean, at one time years ago, we did a study at Kissmetrics. We do a lot of content marketing, and that's the number one customer acquisition channel, and it always has been. And we did an analysis, and what we learned is that, I forgot the exact number, but I think the number was like $7 or $8. It cost us $7 or $8 per lead. When you look at our pay-per-click, just for a click, it would cost you $20 to $30 or more just for a click in our market with analytics. Mm-hmm. So that's one data point. Another data point I'll say, and this is where I think gets into kind of what you're talking about, is on average, it takes people 7 blog posts or 7 visits to the blog before they actually end up signing up. We did this a long time ago. And once we got these two data points, we just stopped. We're like, okay, cool, because it's not very hard to get that. I'm sorry, it's not very easy to get that information. It's also not the hardest thing to do. But you know, once you have that kind of data, you're like, okay, cool. Like I understand how this works. If I want things to happen faster or get more conversions or whatever, get predictability, I think I have to come up with other ways than just creating content and expecting signups. So what we did at Kissmetrics, I think one of the strategies, there's two or three strategies, but one of the strategies we did that I've seen you use too, and I'm a big fan of, is we started repurposing our content, and some of it we would actually gate. So we've taken some of our awesome blog posts, turned them into PDFs, added some good design to them, and made them behind a sort of lead gen wall saying, oh, you want this, you want the PDF, you want to share it with your team or whatever, fill out this form and they turn into a lead. So that is somewhat more predictable, but we're just using our current traffic to get that conversion. We do the same thing with our webinars, where we'll do webinars. That's another way we convert. So we know that if we can get X amount of people on a webinar, Y amount of them, some usually single digit to small double digit percentage will want, sometimes more, will want a demo of the product. And that's a lead as well. So